Unit 2. Heroes. Lesson 5. Modern Heroes. Yang Li Wei returns safely to Earth after 21 hours in space.
China's first manned spaceship lifted off at 9 a.m. on Wednesday, October 15, 2003, in Jiuquan, Gansu. The spaceship, called Shenzhou 5, was carrying China's first astronaut, Yang Li Wei. Yang, who was a pilot in the army, was chosen from 1,500 other army pilots and started training for his historic spaceflight in 1998. The launch went very smoothly. When the spaceship was lifting off, I could really feel the high gravity, said Yang Li Wei. When the spaceship separated from the rocket, I suddenly got a feeling of soaring into the sky because of the zero gravity. During the 21-hour spaceflight, the Shenzhou 5 circled the Earth 14 times. While the spaceship was circling the Earth for the sixth time, Yang Li Wei spoke with ground control in Gansu province. He was also able to speak with his wife and 8-year-old son. Yang Li Wei had several tasks to complete during the flight and only slept in the space capsule for about 3 hours. While he was sleeping, the spaceship circled the Earth twice. When the spaceship was doing its seventh circle, Yang Li Wei showed the flags of China and the United Nations, expressing the wishes of the Chinese people to explore and use space peacefully. At 6:23 a.m. on October 16th, Yang Li Wei landed in Inner Mongolia safely. He told reporters later, "The surface of the spaceship was glowing red when it came back into the Earth's atmosphere. When Shenzhou 5 released its parachute, I felt the ship was shaking." As Yang Li Wei returned into the Earth's atmosphere, helicopters were already flying to the landing site, ready to collect him. Millions of people all over China were watching TV when the spaceship touched down safely. When Yang Li Wei climbed out of the spaceship, he smiled and waved to the crowds waiting for him. Yang Li Wei was happy to be home, but he said, "I thought 21 hours was too short to stay in space."
Lesson 7. Sports Stars.
Last week, Venus and Serena Williams played each other in the final of a tennis tournament. Venus is now 11th in the world, and her younger sister Serena has moved up to third. The two sisters were born in a poor and dangerous area of California. It was full of drugs and violence. In a recent interview, Venus spoke about the time when she and Serena were practicing on a local tennis court, and they had to run and hide as bullets started flying through the air. Finally, in 1991, the sisters and their family moved to a safer area, and since then they have never looked back. The sisters' father, Richard, started to train Venus and Serena when they were young children, He had always been very strict with his daughters, training them hard to compete against each other. Brandy, the sister's mother, homeschooled her daughters so that they completed their high school without disrupting their tennis careers. Today, both sisters are studying fashion and interior design at college. They have already expressed a keen interest in working in design after their tennis careers come to an end. The sisters' road to success has been astonishing. The first time Venus played in a big tournament was in 1966. Since then, she has won the Wimbledon and US Open twice. Serena has continued to improve and make fantastic progress. In 1999 and 2002, she won the US Open. And in 2002 and 2003, she was the women's singles champion at Wimbledon. Has tennis ever caused problems between the sisters? Fortunately, no. When they put down their rackets, they leave their tennis rivalry behind them. We've played each other before, and it hasn't worried us yet, says Venus. If she wins, Serena jokes, Mama says she has to do the dishes.
Lesson 8. Superhero. Not long ago, Christopher Reeve had everything. He was a successful actor, famous for the Superman films. But in 1996, when he appeared at Hollywood's Oscar ceremony, he went in a wheelchair. Disaster came in 1995, when he fell from his horse and broke his back. The doctors did not expect him to live. However, since then, he has made remarkable progress. At first, he couldn't breathe without a machine. But now he can breathe on his own. His personal campaign to promote medical research is also impressive. Christopher has made speeches all over the USA about his experiences. This has encouraged a lot of people with all kinds of problems.
From their home, Christopher and his wife Dana speak about their life since the accident.
Did you suffer from depression after the accident?
No. 4 days after the injury, I came to understand my situation. Dana and I were in the hospital. The doctor said I was not going to pull through. Dana said, "But you're still you and I love you." And that saved my life. Since that moment, I've never thought of giving up. Of course, I've had moments of feeling sorry for myself, but I've never had any thoughts of committing suicide.
Did you think that your marriage was so strong?
Yes, because Dana's so terrific. We've always got on really well. Our relationship has always been fantastic.
How did your parents react to the accident?
They divorced when I was 4. They've got closer since the accident.
How did you pull through?
I know a lot of people with disabilities need my help. This is how I got involved with my charity work to raise money for improving the quality of life for all disabled people. with the progress of new medical research. I'm confident that people like me would be able to walk again one day. So you can see, I'm far too busy with living to think of giving up.